Good morning and welcome to United in Faith, produced and presented by the United Church in Jamaica and the Cayman Islands. We invite you to join the conversation, catch the vision, and share the hope of a Jamaica united in faith.
I can hear Jesus singing. He says this.
I know the thing is easy when everything is going well. But can you still believe in me when your life's a living hell? Oh. And when all the things around you seem to quickly fade away, there's just one thing I really want to know. Will you let go?
I'll trust you, Lord.
Stand on my word.
I'll trust you, Lord.
Against all odds, will you believe what I have said?
I'll trust you, Lord.
Will you believe?
Good morning. Welcome. I am Leslie Hare. We pray to you, Lord, our refuge and stronghold, for the health and well-being of our nation, that all who are fearful and anxious may be at peace and free from worry. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. For the isolated and housebound, that we may be alert to their needs and care for them in their vulnerability. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. For our homes and families, our schools and young people, and all in any kind of need or distress. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. For a blessing on our local community, that our neighborhoods may be places of trust and friendship, where all are known and cared for. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. We commend ourselves to your mercy and protection. Merciful God, please accept these prayers. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. A prayer by the Church of England Online. In studio today, to share a reflection in light of the COVID-19 pandemic, is the Reverend Sylvan Hines, minister of Shortwood United Church. Reverend Hines, welcome to United in Faith, and please share the message for the people that the Lord has placed in your heart.
Good morning, radio audience, and greetings to you on this, the first Sunday of September. I want to share some thoughts with us this morning on what do we do when things seem to get or actually get worse rather than getting better. Recently and of late, we have had an increase or a spike in the COVID cases. And I want to share some thoughts with us from the Word as to how do we respond when we are in situations like this. I want to use the example of the Apostle Paul in Acts chapter 27. In fact, if I would have used that text this morning, I would have used the text from Mark chapter 5 and verse 25 to 26 that speaks to the woman with the issue of blood. And verse 26 says, instead of getting better, she rather got worse. What do we do when instead of getting better, it rather gets worse? The Apostle Paul, on his voyage to Rome and life is a journey. Life is a voyage that is not always smooth. Job reminds us that we are born unto trouble, even as the sparks fly upward, that on and in this journey of life, we will come up on times when things, instead of getting better, rather gets worse. In this experience of Paul, we learn some things as to how to cope with that sort of situation. Acts chapter 27, verse 9 to verse 12 reminds us that, first of all, we need to be careful whose advice we follow, whether for better or for worse. In verse 22 to verse 26, we see some other guidance and direction as to how to respond in a time of crisis. Verse 22 reminds us to think positively. Don't dwell on the negatives, including of the past. Look for the positive and the opportunities of the present, and that is there in the future. Verse 24 reminds us that in those times and in these times, to fear not. Don't be paralyzed or immobilized by unhealthy fear. It is normal to be fearful. The apostle himself was afraid, but he was encouraged to stand strong. Trust God in these times of difficulty. Verse 31 to verse 38 reminds us to stay healthy, eat right, exercise, think, sleep, and live right. We are encouraged in verse 33 to support and to work with others. And verse 34 reminds us to be conscious of God's care and of God's concern. God will take care of us through each day for all of the way. Let's look out for others, not just for ourselves, as we see in verse 41 to verse 44. And let's keep the faith. Let's hold on to God's promises, and let's follow the protocol, and we will make it through. Whilst there is life, there is hope. Let's not give in to our fear and to negative thoughts and negative persons, but let's keep the faith in these times, because the God that we serve promises that He will never leave us nor forsake us. He will be with us to the end. He will carry us through the fire and through the flood. He will carry us through the valley of the shadow of death, and His presence and His power will continue to be with us and continue to support us. So what do we do when things seem to get worse rather than get better? Let's follow the example of the Apostle Paul when on his voyage, an example of our journey and voyage in life, he learned some things. Think positively, fear not, stay healthy, encourage and support and work with others, be conscious of God's care and concern. Look out for others and not just for ourselves. And God will take us through this crisis. We will come out the victors. We will come out better on the other side. Let's look to God in prayer. Lord, in these times of challenge, in these times of crisis, in these times when we face the spike in the COVID cases, we want to thank you for the reminder from your word that though at times in life things may seem to or actually get worse rather than better, thank you for your continued presence. the promise of your word that you will protect us and keep us. And as we seek to follow your guidance and your direction, as we seek to support each other, as we seek to follow your word, written word, and Jesus, the living word, we want to thank you that you will land us safely on the other side. So we put ourselves, our family members, churches, communities, this country, other countries into your hands. Lord, you will continue to be with us. You will continue to enable us to find a way, that we will find a medical solution, and that, Lord, you will continue to encourage, sustain, and to strengthen us. Continue to be with us, we pray. We thank you for what you have done, what you are doing, and what you will continue to do as we keep your promises, as we follow the protocols, and as we continue to do your will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Water you turned into wine. Open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you, not like you. Into the darkness you shine, out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you, not like you.
Please join some of our congregations for their streamed worship services this morning. St. Paul's Norwood Church of United Churches on YouTube at 9 o'clock. North Street United Church on YouTube at 9:30, and Bryce United Church on YouTube at 10 o'clock. The coronavirus is a real threat to Jamaica and the world. Its rapid spread has resulted in unprecedented and dire health and economic outcomes for persons of all ages. But we can stop the spread. Wash your hands regularly with soap and water, or hand sanitize. Cover your nose and mouth with a mask when in public, and maintain 6 feet distance from persons at all times. The solution is in our hands. By taking these simple steps, we can protect ourselves and those around us from suffering and economic loss. Let's take action today. Stay safe. Thanks to the Reverend Sylvan Hines, minister of Shortwood United Church, for his reflection this morning. Thanks also to our studio engineer, Andre Saunderson. I am Leslie Hare. Please join us again next week at the same time.
Let us reach this generation.
That was United in Faith, produced and presented by the United Church in Jamaica and the Cayman Islands, 12 Carlton Crescent, Kingston 10, telephone 926-8734. Email us at synod@ucjci.com and find us on the World Wide Web at ucjci.com. Please join us next week for another United in Faith.